Siobhan's rage was seeping out. She was indignant about the lack of response to her resume. I'm Jody Phillips. Siobhan's voice filled the room. She was mad. Here's what Siobhan expected. Perfect Employer Inc. would send her an email, drop her a line, give her a call, if only to say they'd received her resume. Here's how it works, Siobhan. It's really not personal. A huge number of searches get conducted electronically, so you've become data, not a person. And they're not always programmed to send out an acknowledgement. If you do get one, it's a classic form letter. It says nothing other than your resume escaped the black cyber hole. Recruiters and computers don't see resumes as representing people. They're assemblies of qualifications dumped on a piece of paper. You only become real when you match what they're looking for. That's skill sets. They've got lists of exacting criteria from black belt sigmas to knowledge of SQL to 5 years of experience in CPG or insurance. When all of that lines up on a page, the person behind the paper finally becomes real. So let the computer take care of virtual searches on the back burner. Don't get yourself in a knot about it. One day it's all going to line up. And P.S., if you're using snail mail, lose the fancy folder you've wrapped your resume in. Headhunters will chuck the whole thing because they're not messing with all that paper and plastic. I'm Jody Phillips.